Hey everybody, welcome to Backyard Space Opera Podcast. It's me, Kyle. Today we have a fantastic interview with animator, producer, Frederick Vilumsum from itsoncraft.com. We're welcoming back Frederick to talk about craft and also their new project, which is amazing. So without further ado, here is Frederick. Well, you know, so Frederick, I really, you know, we did the interview before and you told us all of the great background and where you started and all that, but could you briefly talk about craft in general, just for people who may not have heard that episode?
Yes, definitely. So craft is our attempt at sort of doing something fresh with distribution, inspiration, knowledge sharing, and monetization within the visual storytelling industries. So we created this online platform where we approach creators of high quality projects, like projects we admire in animation, games, illustration, graphic novels, to come share their knowledge and creative process within a very specific area of what they do. And we try very much to make it so that it's insightful, inspiring. It's not just it's not a tutorial. It's like between and like an interview, sharing your art and your process, talking about it, and we showcase it online. So we're trying to hit the space in between those. So you can come on and subscribe to our platform and see tons of material from beautiful projects in those different verticals.
And I love the way you describe that because it is so inspirational. It's not just a tutorial. It's really about it. Just you go to your site, you go on craft, and you're immediately just your senses become alive, and you're like, oh wow, I know you purposely designed it that way, but there's an emotional reaction I get from going on your site. So
awesome. Good job. That's cool to hear. There's tons of amazing work online already and for free, and that's something we're both admiring but also struggling a bit against. Like, you know, that content, we think that content is something that people should be willing to pay for. And, you know, maybe not in all forms, but we wanted to create something that is like, it's, I think it's pretty usual to see blogs with great content, but the animation industry, I think it feels a bit stuck in that blog spot era. And that's something we wanted to do, like give it a beautiful high-end web design. And like, we really try and do the aesthetics and the inspirational feel and let the artwork breathe on that side and make that what fills the space. So that's great to hear that you feel that way when you come in.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, because I think for me, your site, and, you know, I recently had Eric Lidoff from the Stan Winston School on the show, and those two for me are, yours and his are like the yin and the yang of that creative piece. You know, his is very instructional, like step by step, and yours is, like you said, very inspirational. And you have a lot of detailed instructional pieces, but it's so much more than that too. And I think that's something that's hard to communicate in a way. Like, I'm struggling right now to put it into words.
Yeah, and I think that's still something that we're exploring, really, how to describe. And to some extent, I kind of like projects where you can't really describe them like fully yet, because that means that it's still in that development conceptual stage. That I really love to work with projects and like startups. But it's also a very frustrating period because it's exactly like that. You kind of know what it is in your mind, but you want to boil it down to that one sentence, and people go, "Ah, yeah, of course, I want to buy that right away."
Yeah, I just encourage everybody who hasn't checked it out to go onto craft, because you just have to experience it to know kind of what we're talking about. So the easiest thing is just go to the site.
Definitely, and maybe that's what we should just say instead of trying to pitch to anyone. Just say, like, just go there. But what is it about just go?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, we have a podcast about visual medium, so it's tough.
Yeah, but it is something, like, we spent last year very much trying to go in many directions. Like, the sort of the core when we started, the idea was, like, all those hard disks, hard drives, servers around the world, at studios who produce beautiful work, and individual artists who produce beautiful work, they don't have the time, the resources, or the talent to share this process in sort of in depth and to monetize it. They usually wouldn't have the interest or skill set to do that themselves. So that's where we came in initially and said, hey, let us pick that hard drive off, curate everything that's on it. But what we saw happening was that even though the material is amazing, it became more of like an archive than what we had imagined. And, you know, people were browsing it and we were getting some nice feedback, but we felt that there was a distance to the creators and to the, like, there's only so much that is actually produced as material during a production or development. And we want all that in between the lines, like, is the director thinking about this? How is he directing the team? Like, that's not a product that comes out of, like, that lands on the hard disk afterwards. Mm-hmm. And we were really missing that element. So we spent about a year, like, going in, I think, 5, 6, 7 directions to kind of figure out what the user base and the industry peers wants and what can help them. Like, we see us very much as trying to insert ourselves to help creative people grow, either in the business area for those whose content we curate, or for the users who hopefully enjoy it. So we tried bite-sized marketing to use the material and the creators to make people better, like daily advice on how to showcase yourself online. But that didn't really take off. So we spent 1 year like really digging into different areas of what we think could be interesting, but to see what picks up with users. And about, I think, just like 3 months ago, maybe end of last year, Emil, my co-founder, he had a good night's sleep, or at least he slept a little, and that's where good stuff happens. And it kind of felt like everything that we experienced in the 2 years that we've lived now came together to this new format that we call How We Crafted. And it's like we see it as like the intermediate, like in the middle of a tutorial and inspirational piece and an interview. Like, it's almost like a curated museum tour, but the author isn't dead yet.
That's a great way to describe it. That makes sense. Yeah.
So what we have now and what we're pushing out, like we're trying to push out 2 to 3 pieces every week now, is that is content that we admire again, but it's a 30 to 60 minute long interview with the creator of that, like, very particular space in the production. Like, we just did one where it's a graphic novel artist who's like, how is that person inking? And that's it. Mm-hmm. And it just really geeks out in that area. And then it's like an online experience where the interview is chopped up and edited into like X amount of pieces, and visual material, video is supporting those audio clips. And it came from something we did about 1.5 years ago that was called Audio Notes, where the creators of the content, they could come in and they could do a little audio clip on top of any piece that they own on the site. And that was something that felt really strong. It was like looking at stuff online, but you also, all of a sudden, you had the creator talk to you about it. That was something that evoked a strong emotion, both in ourselves, but also in the users. So it really built on all those experiences we had. And I'm so like, what I'm most happy about, I must say, is that one thing is that we're finding our format that we really enjoy, and we can keep on building from our passion and give something to people that they're passionate about to take in. But also that the creators of content, I think, from all over the world in so many different forms and shapes are willing to share. I think that's amazing. That's the discovery, yeah, I love the most about this.
I love your entire process there. That was, I mean, because you're emphasizing we're trying to find the version of sharing the information that we love, and you've gotten the feedback from the end users, and you've got the creators in mind all together to create this wonderful package. And I'd say I think it works great. I love that format, the How We Crafted format. It's awesome. It really works for me.
Cool. Like, we're really happy with it so far. You know, it's stage one of this, so we're super excited. We're trying not to think too much ahead now. We're trying to produce content in this format and then get user feedback and like hear if people, like, you know, which projects would they like, how narrow should the topics be, how much of the tutorial world should we try and bring in. We're very cautious of becoming a tutorial site or becoming an instruction site, because we love that kind of that lifestyle inspirational element. I think that's very important to us to maintain as the creative process. We see that as the core. But that's cool. That's cool to hear that you like it.
Yeah, I mean, and I totally agree. The inspiration piece is the thing that makes you guys special. and, you know, all the projects, the way you present the projects, I wish I knew the exact how you did it, because it's amazing. And but the like other sites, like I mentioned Stan Winston School, I think their special thing is they are a tutorial site, and yet they go into such minute detail. It's like taking a course at a college. Yeah. And that's their special thing. So you have your niche kind of thing that you're doing to give people that value for their money. And you talked about monetizing, but your price is very reasonable. You get so much for your money. I think
that's a very minimal amount of money. That's exactly the space we want to be in. We want people to, like, from student to professional, to go, this sounds exciting, let me try it, and then that it's forgiving prices. And, you know, we hope to produce enough content and also tweak the business model to something that we find is fair for that entire ecosystem that we're trying to create, for, like, as you say, it's for users who are usually industry people or students, and then the creators, and then ourselves. Like, that's kind of the triangular pattern we try to, like, please everyone in that constellation.
Yeah. And, you know, from, went to university for administration in schools. And one of the things we always were told was constant improvement. It doesn't matter how good you are, look to how can you improve? And that's the mindset I'm hearing from you. And so that means I know you're going to be super successful.
Thanks, man. Like, I think we had, like, the other day, I was thinking, like, I have my animation studio as well, Nolan, who's, like, just turned 8 years, which is a little, like, great, great and scary. But it just kind of dawned upon me that with Craft, like, we're two years in, and or 2.5. And it's amazing and frustrating how long it takes to extract something from your mind that is an idea or a vision and then bring it out into the world. Like, just that maturing phase of realizing it, I think, like, that process is amazing, but it's also, like, in the full understand the meaning of the word. Like,
it's, oh yeah,
crazy. Like, because I feel like we're finally starting to be able to show what we had in mind from day one.
That makes sense. You know, I just launched my you know, personalized one-on-one training program in my small, you know, I have an office in Orange County, California, and that took, you know, a year and a half just to get that going. And that's just my one little small program in Southern California. So,
but it's like, that really fascinates me. And I also think it's kind of, I won't say stupid, but it kind of feels like, why couldn't I just do that from a weekend? But yeah. I think that's the amazing part of it. And that's why I think it's so important to remember to appreciate anything that's realized, that's taken from idea to a product of some sort. And that can be kind of in any industry almost, but within our sphere in animation, visual industry, visual storytelling, I think it's like we're trying to remind ourselves, like, we have a quality bar we want to strike, but it should not be about taste. It's about craftsmanship.
A great quote. It's not about taste. It's about craftsmanship. I may steal that.
You can steal that. But I think that's too, so important, because, like, we're sitting and looking at so many projects. Like, there's so much amazing stuff being done. There's also stuff where people are training and they're getting better, and maybe they're not quite yet there yet. But there's almost something to learn from every project, and that's something that where I won't say struggle, but it's something that's on our mind, is like how would we best serve our users? Is it by showcasing as much and broad content as possible, or is it like to go high quality and give those insights like high quality as possible? And that it's something that we're experimenting with right now. But right now we're really loving the indie world a lot, and we like just people who are passionate. I think that passion can burn through, and that's also where the inspiration comes through, I hope, in our content. But that's something that's very much on our minds at the moment.
I love the indie content you have, and it's like you know you guys are great curators, and you're not you know you're picking the stuff that really resonates with you, and I think that shows. Even though you have different, everything's different, yet it works together, and I think that's because of that this unspeakable thing you can't put into words that you're using to put everything together.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Well, Yeah, we're happy with the balance we're striking right now. I think we had it for a while. We really wanted to break into games. But I think our approach in it from the legal side made it a little difficult. So we changed that just recently. And it's been super cool. So like, I think we went.
I didn't even notice it because like, games is kind of my last thing that I'm into. And I didn't even notice that you dropped that.
But that's like, I think we have, I think, 4 or 5 how we crafted, like out of the first or 10 or something, that's games. So we just had a meeting today where we're like, all right, let's like, you know, we're excited about going into the games vertical, but we should really like remember animation because that's where pretty much all our users are coming from.
Yeah, because I like that because the inking one was, I think like all those specific ones are cool. What I found was like, oh, this one really speaks to me. This one's kind of medium. This is like, I might eventually look at it, but not right now. Is that kind of what you're going for?
It is, yeah. But it's also like, I think there's one thing to serve an audience, another is to challenge them. And I think that's a super important aspect on our side that, like I'm attending quite a few meetings at the moment in Denmark as a producer, and there's so much to learn from looking like just over the fence for what games is doing, what a graphic novel artists, what freelancers are doing if you're having a company. Like there's so much to learn, but like cross-pollination or collaboration or just inspiration from how a process can be, what software you can use to ideate or develop. So that's really something that we want to present people with. Like, I think we're trying to bridge on the subjects that we do so that like, maybe a game, how we craft it, doesn't feel like it's only for a games audience, but it's something that can bridge to what animation people or someone else would like to know just in general.
That's very true. It does feel like that. I have to say, it doesn't seem like it's particularly niched into those kind of things.
So that's cool. And of course, some of them will be. Like some will be very gameplay-oriented, like how do you direct gameplay that way, or do that like specifically level design. But I think we're always trying to do some applicability, like how can you take this into your own piece of work that could be short film or game?
Because gameplay and directing a scene or getting an animation sequence down, it there's a lot of undercurrent that are similar, and I think you can take away a lot of the themes and the advice in a general way. And that's, I feel like the where craft works best is in that kind of, it's in the cloud that you can then apply to these different areas. And it goes beyond particular modalities.
Cool, that's good to hear. And it's something like, we're gonna experiment with that and try to do something that's very like, this is a step process I do for a very like creating this helicopter or whatnot, or this pixel art animation. But what I love is that we have the creator sitting right there. So we're very minded on getting what's in between the lines, what's not a product we can show. So that, like, you know, that's everything from how do you direct the team? How do you art direct? How do you work together in a group? How do you product manage? How do you, how do you develop something? How do you get ideas? How do you apply them? Like, there's so much that's like in that space that there's no material for it. Like we can support it with some visuals to show how it manifests, but it's something that's very important for us to remember that we have the creator right here. That's what we want to use, that passion, that knowledge. So that's what I love the most about the how we craft the concept right now, is that it comes directly from the source. Like we're not interpreting very much, at least. Like we are editing, but we see it as helping it become clear to people what the creator learned, what the challenges were, how they overcame them.
Yeah, giving the voice to the creator to where you feel like you are in their space and in their headspace of how they did it. That's it, exactly. That's a great way to describe it.
So, but I guess this is about the book, right?
Yeah, so how did we get to... So, you talked about branching out in different directions, and one of the things that I just looked today and I kind of... I knew you had it, but I kind of forgot about it, was you have all these great assets people can buy, like Photoshop assets and TV paint assets and different things to see how everything is constructed. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow, I totally forgot about this. This is amazing. And so I feel like is the book. So talk about the book and how that came about as a thing that people can get as another resource.
Yeah, I think it's part of it was like that sort of a spree of experimentation around the core concept of craft, creative process and visual storytelling. And we felt like I think both me and Emil had like sort of a dream of doing something physical. So
yeah,
we're working so much in digital, and it's like sometimes you want something you can actually touch other than your screen.
Absolutely.
So we think that Kickstarter is such an amazing concept that has some similarities to how we're trying to create a business model. So we started asking the projects if they were up for it, the creators, and picked 12 of the ones that we had on the platform. And we just thought it would be a nice extension. We have like a wild and mild ideas list that we always build on and try to review once every quarter or something. And one of them was to have like an analog portal into our digital inspirational space, like craft. The idea and what we're doing now with the book is that it's 13 different projects. I've got 12 pages each, and they have each their specific subject. It's like fairly narrow to the process, so we can really dive deep in there. Like Song of the Sea, for example, Tom Moore, the director, is talking about how he creates between mythology and imagination. So each interview dives in that way. And then there will be like a kind of QR codes where you can go in and get additional, like watch video or listen to the like parts of the interview that couldn't be in the book, in the magazine.
That's neat.
That's the idea, that it also becomes an art of book. Like I love art of books, but one thing that really can annoy me a little is that you have it, you go through it, read it. You might pick it up once in a while because you want to get inspired again from some images or see the sketches that just get you going for something you're doing. But what we're trying to do as well, which I love, is that we can keep on updating this one. So we can send you a notification and say, there's actually an update now for page 7. Like we just got another interview with someone for that project, or the director or the person we interviewed now has an additional comment, or we got some questions about this. Now the answers are live online. So we can there will be reasons to pick it up from the shelf, even though you've read it.
What a good idea. did you guys make that? It's one of those things, like it's so simple yet so genius. Did you steal that from somebody, or did you guys come up with that?
I think it's like it's the QR code system that started this, and it's so simple. I think the hard part about it is you have to have an online platform for it to really work, and that's kind of a big task. It feels like that we have that component now.
I've just never heard of doing it in that format before, because I've done it. I've seen it in like signs and things, but then to do it as a regular update to a physical content that you can then regularly update. And I saw a guy do it with a comic book Anomaly. They did a thing where you could use the 3D, you'll hold your phone up and then the pictures would come into a 3D model kind of thing, would come out of the book. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I never thought to apply it to, wow, what a good idea. Again.
Yeah, thanks, man. Right. We're excited about that. And I think there are possibilities in there that we're not even seeing or exploring to its final yet. Like we hope to do more of these magazines.
Now, do people have to have the craft subscription to see that stuff, or does it work straight from the book?
If they purchase the book, then they will have access to all material that is added to that part of to the book. So you don't have to be a subscriber. If you're the subscriber, you'll get an even fuller experience because you have access to everything else, but you won't need any paywall if you've paid the book.
That's great.
We're really excited about that, because, and we're not doing too much with it right now. We're very much into creating the book right now. That takes a lot of our time.
Yeah.
Because we want it to be a mind-blowingly nice experience. But it's something that I love, that we leave those digital markers, that are portals into the platform, and then we can just keep on doing whatever. And that's something I'm super excited about. I really I'm looking so forward to send out the first wave of notifications, so people can be notified on craft, on email, and on email, and see chapter this. There's an edition now. Come have a look at the video or the you know, like whatever we will do with it. But I think that's I really think that's like I'm excited about that.
So. That's cool. Yeah. Well, I kind of already planned to get a copy for my waiting room. I could let people know, oh, there's a new update for this picture.
Exactly. <right. laughs> Like, you know, I guess the next step would be to do an augmented reality. So just the update hovers above the page, right?
Yeah, there you go.
when everybody has their like Google contact lens or whatever it's going to be. So, but
now, where do people get the book? Is it pre-ordered right now? Is it released yet?
It's not released. Like we're creating the book, the layout, we're conducting all the interviews. And then Emil is doing like layout and design, and we have all the general directions. Now it's just doing it, as Nike would say. But you can pre-order it from the site. It's kickstarted, and we're super. Like, it was a great experience to kickstart a project. That was really awesome. But now you can pre-order it on itsoncraft.com. Go behind the screen, and you can find it. So and there are like you know the buttons and bars that tell you the book is ready for pre-order. We just had a visit today from our box and print guy that was super excited for the deluxe edition, just to promo that a little. Like, so we're creating this super nice box or sleeve. We're not sure yet which one, but like it's going to be a super nice cover to put your book in when it's on the shelf.
Nice.
It's good. It's really fun to talk with the. We hope to do a little like video update where we film in the print shop. He has this really cool old print shop in Copenhagen. Like it's been in his family for, I don't know, like I think it's about 100 years or something or more.
Jeez.
So it's like, yeah, it's really cool to visit. And we wanted to do something with him for a while. So we're so happy that when the Kickstarter went really well that this is going to be the first we do with him.
And how much is the deluxe edition going to be?
Oh man, how much is it going to be? I can't remember the numbers actually.
I know I looked it up earlier today and I saw the deluxe edition and I was like, I don't remember what it is. But yeah, I think that.
And actually, I can check pretty quick if you have the time.
Oh yeah, let me see.
Okay, so the deluxe is $55 plus shipping.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
That depends on where you are in the world. And the regular one is $35 plus shipping.
35. Okay, yeah. Because I remember it was a very reasonable price for what you're getting.
Oh, that's good to hear. And it's 176 pages of stuffed we've done I think the first four or five interviews now, and like we're super excited about where it's heading. Like some cool insights, and like the creators are really good at talking about like diving in deep. I think that's always what we're trying. That it's not. That it doesn't become like a regular behind the scenes kind of thing where you kind of stray. It's that those are interesting as well, but it sort of slides on the surface of how everything was created and how the experience of creating it was. And we want to just like pick one subject and just hammer down on that.
I love that expression. You slides on the surface. That's again, good wordsmithing. Very nice.
Thanks, man. But I think that's something where we from the beginning knew with craft that like it's behind the scenes, but I think like behind the scenes, it has that ring to it that it's very much about praising your coworkers and the experience rather than diving in and explaining how and why. And that's really something we're trying to keep ourselves to. And it's hard actually, because people love talking about their story, especially. So it's so easy to forget to be like, but how did you do that? Where did you start? Like, again, how did you do it? We try to ask that, and then what? And then what? Because we know there are so many steps, but it's very easy to sort of glide over it and be, and then we created this and we had a really good meeting. So which we try to always think like, okay, so why did you have that meeting? What happened at the meeting? What were the tools that you did at that meeting?
That's great. Because like that's from a, you know, as an educator, we would do these research projects where you have, you know, like experts, like especially like in math, tend to be terrible teachers because they just do things. They don't think about how they can't explain how they do it. They just do it.
Yeah.
And what we researchers would do would have to say like, okay, you're an expert in this. You went from step one to step 15. we need you to go back and explain all these other pieces you just did without thinking. Exactly. And it sounds like that's what you're doing with all
creators. That's what we're trying to add our value, that we talk these creators, we talk to them and interview them in a way that it breaks that process down, and it leaves, you know, it will leave some room for speculation, because it is like, you know, you can keep hammering down on something a lot, actually. But then we try to be super flexible, that if a user is, if a person is sitting and listening to this and they have a question, we try to make it very easy, and we try to be very approachable, that people ask that, because that's the cool part about digital, and that we have this relationship that we can come back to the creators. It's not a one off thing. Like, you know, they're on Craft, they're happy to be there. Like, we have a relationship. So if someone has a question about something, it's like, oh, okay, you said like you had that story meeting there and then you discovered this, like, then what do you do in the meeting? Or like, you know, just bring the questions, please. Like, we love that stuff. And when, like, we have some super users that are really good at just saying, I would love this. And, you know, that's the first thing on our agenda when we meet in.
That's a great point too. I just, you know, again, the kind of aha thing of like, yeah, it, you don't have to just do a one-off thing. You can keep coming back and adding in more and more detail with feedback from your users.
Exactly. So we've got this like Trello board with all the content that we're pursuing or that people were in dialogue with. And everybody knows that that's going to be a follow-up. So we'd like to just, so we run it all the way from like the dialogue to the preliminary questions, the interview, the editing and so on, bring it live. And then it goes back into the beginning of that Trello board and someone can pick it up again for a new subject. Because we want to, it's not about, that was that project. That's, how did they make that? That's way too broad. Like this, that's only inspiration then. And we want it to be applicable again. So we want to be like, for example, we have a cool computer game called Avaria VS that got kickstarted recently as well. So we just did one where we talked about how, class balance was created in this, like all the spreadsheets behind it and how they developed that through lots of conversation, apparently was the way they did it. And that, now we want to do a new one, and it may be like, how did they create their spell animations, or like, you know, that's so very particular areas, and just keep creating little how we crafted within those amazing projects.
That's great stuff. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, we could talk all day about all these great things. I mean, your content is amazing. So, you know, again, if people haven't gone to itsoncraft.com, please go check it out. And it's in the top two of my favorite resources, right? You know, it has been, because,
thanks so much, man.
It's great. And, you know, I have to say, like, you know, a lot of the aesthetics on the stuff is like, it's like not my style per se. And yet when I look at it, I know exactly how to apply it to what I want to do.
Well, that's cool to hear. That's exactly what we want.
It seems like purposeful. Like, you guys have created, like, here is the way you're doing it, and then you apply it to yours, and it feels very, very easy, as opposed to other sites I've been to where it's like, this is our style, and it's almost like they're advocating their style as opposed to the process. Yeah. And you guys have been very cognizant of, like, no, it's about the process.
Well, that's cool to hear that. I'm very happy to hear that, because that is very important to us. I think first off, one thing is that there's so much to learn from looking at something that is not either in your comfort zone or something you would do yourself. You can, like, there's still so much to learn, because that person probably has a different perspective in life in general, in his creative process and way of reaching results. And I'd be surprised if there are no overlaps where you could learn something from each other. So we really try to bring that forth. And also, I think that's also why tutorials sometimes can be, I won't say misleading, because they are an amazing tool of learning. But it's like, then you do this, you do this, you do this, and you do this, and then you can draw this character. We're trying to bring it to a level where it's like, this is how this creator created a friendship. For example, we did that with Junkyard, with Hisko Hulsing. And, you know, if anybody wants to create a friendship in their short film or other kind of visual storytelling project, I think they should listen to that. He's a great filmmaker. And then hopefully they can apply some of his very personal way of thinking about a friendship and how to depict that. So I think that's a cool way. Instead of learning specifically how he did it with his tool, then it just takes it up an abstract level and hopefully becomes applicable to any friendship. If not directly applicable, then at least it will hopefully spark some thoughts and inspiration in that creator or creator-to-be.
Well, you know, I don't think we could beat that. I think that's a great way to close out the interview, you know, because that's perfect. Well, you know, thank you again so much. And everybody, please go to itsoncraft.com and get the book, because it's a great, great product.
Thanks so much, man.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. And thank you again, Frederick, for being on the show. Please, everybody, check out itsoncraft.com for all of their amazing content and resources. Questions, comments, concerns, email info@backyardspaceopera.com, and we'll see you next time.